I'll tell you what happened. I went out last night, and I got hitched up. When I woke up, his mother should have seen what I had in the bed with me. He jumped up out of bed, put his hand down in the eye, looked at me like a guy in Canada commodity meat. He said, so this time we're well bad. We got all alone. Nothing was going to get right. She jumped out of the car. She put her hand down her eye. She looked at me like a dying box of them dollar cheap. She said, so this time we're away up here. Oh, we did. There you are. Got all along. They would sound like this.
watching my TV, checking out the news until my eyeballs fail to see. I mean to say that every day is just another rotten mess, and when it's gonna change my brand is anybody's guess. So I'm watching and I'm waiting, hoping for the best. Even think I'll go to praying every time I hear them saying that there's no way to delay that trouble coming every day. No way to delay that trouble coming every day. Wednesday I watched a riot, I seen the cops out on the street. Watched them throwing rocks and stuff and choking in the heat. Listen to reports about the whiskey passing round. Seen the smoke and fire and the market burning down. Watch while everybody on your street would take a turn. The stomping, smashing, bashing, crashing, slashing, busting, burn. And I'm watching it, I'm waiting, hoping for the best. You think I go to praying every time I hear them saying that there's no way to delay that trouble coming every day. No way to delay that trouble coming every day. Well, you can cool it, you can heat it, cause baby I don't need it. Take your TV tube and eat it, and all that phony stuff on sports and all the unconfirmed reports. You know I watched that rotten box until my head began to hurt from checking out the way the newsmen say they get the dirt before the guys on channel so-and-so. And further they assert that any show they'll interrupt could bring you news if it comes up. They say that if the place blows up, they will be the first to tell, cause the boys they got downtown are working hard and doing swell. And if anybody gets the news before it hits the street, they say that no one blabs faster, their coverage can't beat. And if another woman driver gets machine gun from a seat, they'll send some joker with a brownie and you'll see it all complete. So I'm watching and I'm waiting, hoping for the best. Even think I go to praying every time I hear them saying that there's no way to delay that trouble coming every day. No way to delay that trouble coming every day. And you know something, people? I'm not black, but there's a whole lot of times I wish I could say I'm not white. Well, I've seen the fires burning and the local people turning on the merchants and the shops who used to sell their brooms and mops and every other household item. Watch a mob just turn and bite them, and they say it served them right because a few of them were white. And it's the same across the nation, black and white discrimination. Yeah, and you can't understand me and all that other jazz they hand me in the papers and TV and all that mass stupidity that seems to grow more every day. Each time you hear something it would say, he wants to go and do you in, cause the color of your skin just don't appeal to him, no matter if it's black or white, because he's out for blood tonight. To sit around at home and watch this thing again, but I'll bet there won't be many left to see it really end. Cause the fire in the street ain't like the fire in the heart. In the eyes of all these people, don't you know that this could start on any street, in any town, in any state, if any clown decides that now's the time to fight for some ideal he thinks is right. And if a million more agree, there ain't no great society, as it applies to you and me. Our country isn't free, and the law refused to see if all that you can ever be is just a lousy janitor. And unless your uncle owns a store, you know that five and every four just won't amount to nothing more. They'll watch the rats go across the floor and make up songs about being poor. Blow your harmonica, son.
We'll be right back. vieles kybernetisches Rumschreibsystem gesehen.
We'll be right back. you into little pieces.
Yeah. I fancy I'll open a stationer's. Stock quaint notepads for weekend pagans. While you were out at the Rollright Stones, I came and set fire to your shed. Cause you probably work at an all-night garage. You probably work at an all-night garage. You probably work at an all-night garage with talk radio on. And you curse my soul cause I don't want petrol. You curse my soul cause I don't want petrol. I only came down for a tube of Pringles, sour cream and chives. And because you gotta get up off your big fat ass to go and get my crisps, your frown increases. And after having walked half a mile to where the crisps lie in the far corner of the shop, you come back and you throw them into that metal tray device thing that separates us. And you say, £1.12. As opposed to, that'll be 98 pence, please, sir, do come again. And he thinks he's really hard behind the toughened glass in his V-neck shell jumper. He's done this, of course, to annoy me. But it has the opposite effect of amusing me no end. And now, of course, I've got a lot of time on my hands and many other things to buy. I'll have two scotch eggs and a jar of Marmite. Two scotch eggs and a jar of Marmite. Two scotch eggs and a jar of Marmite. What sandwiches have you got? Well, of course, now he's getting really irate. And his voice starts getting louder. Starts to sound a little bit like Leadbelly at the depot. I got ham. I got cheese. I've got beef. I've got chicken. I've got tuna sweet corn. I've got tuna sweet corn. I'll have 10 Kit Kats on a Motrin Atlas. 10 Kit Kats and a Motrin Atlas. And a blue CD on the Hallmark label. Is that sure to be good? Went to play golf on a Friday morn, just a mile and a half from town. His head was found on the driving range, and his body has never been found.